swear it ain't love, love, love. We swear it ain't love, love, love. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with fire, love ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. Your heart or mine.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump's civil fraud judgment. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump and associates at the Trump Organization ordered to pay $355 million in the civil fraud trial. Judge Arthur Engoron also ordered his sons, Eric and John Jr., to pay $4 million each. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the fraud that centered on inflated property values.
The judge writing that total repayment of loans does not extinguish the harm that false statements inflict on the marketplace. Trump had said, no harm, no foul. I paid back the loans. The valuation of real estate is more art than science. But the judge writes that New York means business in combating business fraud. And indeed, the common excuse that, well, everybody does it, the judge says, is all the more reason to strive for honesty.
Trump is also banned from doing business in New York real estate for 3 years. The Trump Organization calls the ruling a gross miscarriage of justice. This is ABC News. President Biden is in East Palestine, Ohio today, marking 1 year since the train derailment that sparked an environmental emergency.
We've been through hell.
The president meeting with the mayor and first responders today while pledging that Norfolk Southern will still be held accountable. Charges for an FBI whistleblower at the center of the House Republican-led investigation into Hunter Biden.
Although he was never named by House Republicans, Alexander Smirnov's claims that Hunter Biden was hired by a Ukrainian energy company so his father could protect the firm have become a pillar of the House GOP-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Congressional Republicans repeated them often. Now, Special Counsel David Weiss says those allegations are false and has charged Smirnov for making them. But House Republicans are undeterred, saying their inquiry focuses on a number of areas and will continue. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
House Republicans have not shown any direct evidence yet that the president was involved in his son's business dealings. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. Clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 10, partly cloudy and rather breezy tomorrow, high 30, winds will be west 12 to 25, and a few clouds and breezy tomorrow night, low 22, winds west 10 to 18. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour, and it's partly sunny and 23 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced a bill that would lower the cost of higher education for members of the military that are serving out their home state. The bill would require colleges and universities to charge in-state tuition for veterans and members of the reserves. Van Orden said the bill will help provide new career choices and additional educational opportunities. A Southeast Wisconsin university is facing financial hard times. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports Concordia University, Wisconsin, sent an email to its students this week stating that the school will face a significant reduction in operations and cutbacks at its Mequon campus, including staff reductions. The university told the Milwaukee TV station that a partner Concordia campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan, will face greater cutbacks, including staff reductions and dispersal of property, facilities, and equipment. Following a meeting of Concordia's Board of Regents, a financial plan will be announced within the next few weeks. The situation has arisen despite growth in enrollment at the school. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and two dozen people are in the hospital across the country. Whether you're settling into your 60s or heading into your 90s, be careful when taking medicines, herbal preparations, and supplements. As we age, physical changes can affect the way our body handles medications and how medicines work in our bodies, which can lead to potential complications. Even if your medications have worked well for you over the years, they might need to be adjusted or changed later in life. U.S. Food and Drug Administration offers these important safety tips to keep in mind. Take medicine as prescribed. If you're having side effects that bother you or have other questions about your medication, talk to a healthcare professional. Don't take prescription medication your healthcare professional has not prescribed for you. Taking someone else's prescription medication can cause unexpected side effects or dangerous reactions. Store your medicines properly and check the expiration date. Medicines that aren't stored properly may not work as well or may cause harm, even if they are not expired. Be sure to read the information you were provided to find specific storage instructions for your medicine. Most medicines are best stored up and away in a cool, dry place. Avoid exposing medicines to extreme high or low temperatures. Be aware of potential medication interactions and side effects. Even common foods and drinks can cause serious interactions with medications. Learn about possible interactions and side effects of your medications by reading drug labels on your medicine. Also, review any special instructions from your healthcare professional. Keep a medication list. Write down all medicines you take, including over-the-counter drugs, vitamins, and dietary supplements. Keep the list current and show it to all your healthcare providers, including physical therapist and dentist. Keep one copy at home and another with you. When in doubt, reach out and ask your pharmacist or contact the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Division of Drug Information at 1-855-543-3784 or druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, will begin sending new EV hybrid stickers to current owners of electric and hybrid vehicles as required by recent legislation. The new law requires that the orange and black EV hybrid stickers be attached to each license plate issued for an electric or hybrid vehicle. Wisconsin had nearly 146,000 electric and hybrid vehicles on the road in 2023. The Wisconsin law was passed in 2023 for the safety of first responders when dealing with electric-powered vehicles in emergency situations. First responders will be able to quickly identify the vehicle as having electric components by the orange and black EV hybrid sticker. All current owners of electric or hybrid vehicles with valid registration will automatically be sent their EV hybrid sticker and should receive their sticker by June. Starting this summer, those who apply for title and registration for a new electric or hybrid vehicle, including those purchased at a dealership, will be provided a sticker with their new plate. Anyone who purchases an electric or hybrid vehicle ahead of that time will receive their sticker by mail. There is no need to contact the DMV for EV hybrid stickers. A passenger on a UTV received life-threatening injuries in Richland County. Wednesday night around 8:40, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a female who had fallen out of a moving UTV on County Highway V near Cazenovia. Emergency personnel responded and found Amber Markinus, 35, of Wisconsin Dells, unresponsive but breathing. She was transported by MedFlight to UW Hospital. Officers spoke with the driver of the UTV, Devin Rigo, 25, of Cazenovia. While speaking with him, deputies discovered signs of impairment. Devin Rigo was arrested for operating the UTV while intoxicated, causing injury. Two senior employees at a Wisconsin corn plant have been sentenced to 2 years in prison for falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into a fatal corn dust explosion in 2017. 50-year-old Derek Clark of Wanakee and 45-year-old Sean Mesner of Reedstown were sentenced yesterday for their convictions last October on multiple safety, environmental, and fraud charges. Clark was Didion Milling's vice president of operations. Mesner was the company's former food safety superintendent. They are among several Didion employees found guilty in connection with the explosion, which killed five people at the company's Cambria corn mill. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced approximately $6 million in grant funding to lake organizations, nonprofit organizations, and municipal and county governments throughout Wisconsin. Funding, which includes Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants, as well as support for the Clean Boats, Clean Waters, and Lake Monitoring and Protection Network programs, will be used to help restore and protect the state's surface water resources in 2024 and beyond. This year, the program received 428 applications from eligible applicants, requesting over $9.1 million in funding. The selected projects are diverse, including education and outreach activities, management planning, habitat restoration, runoff management, water quality improvement projects, and aquatic invasive species control. The projects designated for award leverage a substantial amount of local funding and are sure to make significant contributions to Wisconsin's natural resource legacy. Each year, the program supports many local and regional partnerships working to improve water quality across counties and watersheds. An example of the work recipients will perform is within a specific watershed. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will continue to support the development of a 9-key element watershed plan, which will provide a framework for improving water quality in Vernon, La Crosse, and Monroe counties. Altogether, Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants were awarded to 24 organizations to implement effective and inexpensive practices that are proven to improve habitat and water quality. 145 organizations will receive support to participate in the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, and 38 organizations will receive support to participate in the Lake Monitoring and Protection Network. As part of the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, local advocates focus on education and outreach to empower watercraft users to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. The Lake Monitoring and Protection Network supports lake monitoring and aquatic invasive species prevention activities on a county basis and is now present in 69 of 72 Wisconsin counties. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Adam Padfield of Richland Center on ticket number 212.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Malcolm McLad, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm McLad, 85 of Lone Rock. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Sunday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Lime Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died last Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayres Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Bullen, 92 of Rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Martin Joseph Bullen, 92 of Rural Laval.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, one snow system passed to the south of us earlier today, brought several inches to parts of Illinois. Behind that, the Arctic air continues to filter down across the region, so some pretty chilly weather tonight into early tomorrow. Basically, some of the coldest conditions we've had in about a month around here. Might even be some single-digit low temperatures in parts of our area. Otherwise, a fairly quick warm-up in sight as we head towards Sunday and into next week, as mild Pacific air once again pushes across the middle of the country. Our temperatures will likely rise about 15 degrees above normal as we get toward the early to mid portion of next week. It's a fairly quiet weather pattern as well. No major storms in sight for next week. One weak disturbance could move through either Tuesday or Wednesday and possibly provide some spotty light showers, but very small amounts. Toward the end of next week, some colder air is projected to move back in, perhaps toward next Friday, so feeling a little bit more winter-like at that point. Here's that forecast for tonight: clear to partly cloudy and cold, low near 10 degrees, northwest wind around 10 miles an hour, knocking wind chills to at least a few degrees below zero later tonight. Partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, high about 30. West wind 12 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, a few clouds and breezy, low about 22. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, and slightly warmer with a high of 37. The wind northwest around 15. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy and mild, low 20 with a high of 42. Tuesday, mixed skies and mild with spotty sprinkles possible, low 27, high near 47. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer yet, with a small chance of light showers. Low 33, high at 51. Thursday, partly sunny, not as warm. Low 30 with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 22 degrees after a daytime high of 29 and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 38 and we received a dusting to 1/2 inch of snow. Record high set back in 1981 is 63 degrees with a record low of 22 below set back in 1973. Last year's high was 30 with a low of 20. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:57. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 7 miles, making it 5 to 7 miles per hour, making it feel like 13 degrees outside, and our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 22 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area high school events.
There are girls' basketball games in the area tonight. Richland Center hosts the Weston JV team, and Potosi Cassville is at River Valley. Boys basketball, Highland at Cassville, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Fenimore at Iowa Grand, Boscobel hosts Darlington, Westby at Black River Falls, Luther at Viroqua, Mauston at Wautoma, Nakusa at Wisconsin Dells. Adams Friendship plays at Westfield, River Valley at Dodgeville, Richland Center is at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Platteville, Wazika Steuben travels to Weston, North Crawford at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Ithaca in boys basketball. Ithaca basketball coach Mike Benson talked to us this week about the matchup with Seneca.
We match up really well against them. They're actually one of the teams that we're taller and bigger than. We just have to, you know, pound it down in the post and use our big guys like we should. Seneca, they like to run like we do, but they like to shoot a lot of threes like us. So we both have the same type of play style, so it's just a matter of who's going to rebound better and play better defense this night.
Hear the game tonight, beginning with the pregame time around 7:15. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show tips it off, and then it's Seneca at Ithaca boys basketball tonight from WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers thinks his players' minds may have been on the upcoming NBA All-Star break. Milwaukee lost its last game before getting a week off by a 113-110 score at Memphis. Giannis Antetokounmpo had his 43rd double-double in 52 games, scoring 35 and handling out a dozen assists. Damian Lillard scored 24, but his three-pointer at the horn was short. Antetokounmpo and Lillard will be playing in the starting lineup for the Eastern Conference in Sunday's league showcase played in Indianapolis. The Bucks are back in action a week from today with a road game at Minnesota against the Timberwolves. Bucks guard Damian Lillard takes on all competitors in the three-point competition as the 2024 NBA All-Star weekend gets underway. Lillard is the defending champion three-point shooter. Teammate Malik Beasley will try to take him down. No Bucks are entered in the first-day dunk competition. Dame Lillard has been an All-Star starter in his storied career. And the 2024 All-Star Game tips off at 7 Sunday from Indianapolis. The Bucks are being tabbed as one of the five NFL teams that are capable of making a big move in 2025. You could say they already made it by qualifying for the postseason in the year just completed. Green Bay was the youngest team to win a playoff game. quarterback Jordan Love led an offense that improved from 15th to 9th in the league and seems poised to move much higher. New defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has to improve the defense, but five of his starters coming into the training camp were top 100 draft picks. The other four teams expected to move higher by CBS Sports are the Houston Texans, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Los Angeles Rams. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshe Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshe Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Friday. Corn and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, oversold and due for a bounce after hitting multi-month lows. Domestic crushed ran strong, canceling out some of the bearishness of slow export sales. March beans were up a dime at 11.72 and a quarter. May was 10 and a quarter higher at 11.76 and a quarter. March bean meal was up $6.10 at $3.45.60. March soybean oil was down 41 points at $45.59. Corn was mostly modestly higher. It was an up-and-down day with the big feature, traders moving out of nearby contracts and into deferred months. USDA's Ag Outlook Forum numbers were bearish, as expected, and South American weather is mostly favorable. March corn was down 1 1/4 at 4.16.5, and May was a quarter penny lower at 4.29.5. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, seeing another round of pressure from slow exports and large world supplies. Wheat is oversold, but those fundamentals will be very hard to overcome. March Chicago was down 6.5 at 5.60.5. March Kansas City wheat was 8.5 lower at 5.67.25. March Minneapolis wheat was down 3.25 at 6.54.75. Live and feeder cattle were higher Friday, supported by the recent trend in beef. That helped them shrug off the steady to lower cash business during the week. Megan Grebner has more on that in a bit. April live was up $1.95 at $187.55. June was 95 higher at $182.82. March feeders were up $3.92 at $251.02. April feeder cattle were $3.32 higher at $253.55. And hogs were steady to firm on the mostly higher cash and the higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value. April was 22 higher at 85.22, and June lean was up 5 at 97.75. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
It was a quiet Friday for direct cash cattle trade. Following back-to-back days of moderate business for the week, northern dress steers are marked at mostly $287 to $288, steady to a dollar below the previous week's business. Southern live deals were up mostly $180, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef close mixed choice up 90 cents at $296.20. Select close $1.33 lower at $286.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 1,600 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 211 with a weighted average of 69.45. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.05 with a weighted average of 69.58. And the Western Corn Belt up $1.50 with a weighted average of 69.58. Pork values were higher, up 78 cents at 90.57. Ribs and bellies were both sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up nearly 9,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The vice president of the U.S. Grains Council says the top market for U.S. corn is buying more yellow corn than usual. Kerry Sifereth tells Brownfield.
Mexico has had some drought conditions, so that even their own local crop is down and probably will be down as they start to harvest their main corn crop in June.
More news is next.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
Some winter weather moved across parts of the Corn Belt on Friday, and a state climatologist says the moisture was good news for farmers. Iowa's Justin Glisson tells Brownfield soil profiles need a boost heading into the upcoming growing season.
We're still short across much of the region, especially central Corn Belt, western and eastern Corn Belt, not as bad as we are in Iowa.
U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says many pork producers have expressed disappointment with California's Proposition 12.
I've also heard from a farmer that the transition to the housing would cost one family farm between $3 and $4 million. So I'm willing to bet that the radical activists who are pushing this agenda have never stepped foot on a farm in their lives and have no idea that food doesn't just come from a grocery store.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield Prop 12 could lead to an increase in food prices for consumers. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Nonstop Planning. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. West Central Minnesota farmer Joe Sullivan says he uses John Deere's Operations Center every day to help make his family farm more profitable. He tells Brownfield as crop margins tighten, honing in on costs is essential, and OpsCenter allows him to do that. More after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Joe Sullivan and his family grow corn, soybeans, sugar beets, and canning crops near Franklin in west central Minnesota. He says they use John Deere equipment.
We plant with three 8000 series tractors. We are all high speed planters, so we're pulling them with 370s on the planter, and then we run 490 four-wheel drives on a couple planters too. Just the horsepower requirements are quite extensive when you start really wanting to plant 10 miles an hour consistently. So, and then we come back with, we have a couple R-series sprayers with the carbon fiber booms, 132 foot. And then we are down to some X9s for harvesting with 18-row folding corn heads are quite nice.
He tells Brownfield planting on his farm never stops, and the Sullivans rely on John Deere's Operations Center.
Every day, we're on it. Like right now, I have a nephew that's working on trying to figure out what it actually costs to run each operation over our farm, road time and all that. And now you can actually know how many fuels and how many hours that you did an operation is you know, to really hone into what those types of costs are when you get into a tighter margin environment that we're going into. You know, you can really put some dollars and cents and not just, well, it costs this. Well, what operation costs what? We're trying to do a deep dive into.
Sullivan says Operations Center shows valuable information on every piece of John Deere equipment they own.
Our utilization, where we are, what our actual cost breaker is of running the machine. Now that you are a fully integrated cab, we can do it. And then the other one is make sure you can push different prescriptions and all that stuff. Now you don't have to try to get a memory stick out there. You can log in and get it done from here. Or if you need, there's a lot of times at the JD Link, they're logging in to see the reports. Like today there was a low coolant level. You know, they started a tractor. You get notified right away and you can see if you need to. And the other one is if you start running low on fuel and didn't pay attention and you get a notification just like the tractor when it starts flashing so we can start getting fuel to where it needs to be. You can go into field analyzer. Let's just go to the bin site field that we have. We have 14 seasons of corn at your fingertips. To be able to do that, all of a sudden pop all that data into you get an average, you truly know where your good and bad spots are and how to manage them.
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, SunTracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Gunderson Bascobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bascobel today. 100.9 WRCO.
Last call I thought I'd give. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland.
Was Dustin Lynch featuring Mackenzie Porter with Thinking About You. And I'm Tim Thied, thinking about each and every one of you, hoping all of you had a great Friday today. Not too bad of a day for a February day. And we did have a daytime high of 29. And now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, our temperature is currently at 21 at 547. And Tony Schumacher says we could get down to 10 tonight for a high, and with that winds, it's going to feel a lot colder out there. As I mentioned during our weather forecast earlier, around when it was around 22 earlier, and with the winds at the same speed, it only felt like 13 degrees out there. But be sure to bundle up if you're going out to any high school basketball games or any sporting events tonight and tomorrow morning, if you can make it out to the wrestling tournaments going on. But anyways, we do have high school basketball tonight. It'll feature Seneca at Ithaca, which is going to be our featured broadcast right here on WRCE 100.9 FM. And pregame for that contest will start at around 7:15. Just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, the 25th annual Casanova Turkey Busters Fishery will be held, and that'll be from 8 to 3 at Lee Lake Boat Landing in Casanova. Prizes will be awarded. Also, there's a free milk and cheese giveaway that'll be available tomorrow at the Park Street Christian Church, the seminary door. And the Little Lamb Closet will be distributing free birth to two diapers and more at the Park Street door. Coming up next, we have Chancey Williams with It Ain't You.
It ain't you that stumbles in at 3 a.m. It ain't you that's got them never grew up friends. You ain't the one getting whiskey drunk, howling at the moon. I know you love me, girl, but it ain't you. It's me that's always making this thing harder. It's me that loves you, girl, so much it hurts. Sunday. It ain't you that buys up the whole damn bar on Friday. You ain't the one that screw up the best love he ever knew. Yeah, it's me. It ain't you. It's me that's always making this thing harder. It hurts. It ain't you. It ain't you that has someone too good to lose. Nah, it ain't you. Girl, it's me.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hotch. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. We're available to answer your questions at any time at Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Back friend called to catch up, say man how you been, said I ain't half bad, but I'm holding it down, man I got more good things than I can count. Well I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh, one day at a living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-horse town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life. But with a life this good, I guess you only need one. Sure sounds like you're doing pretty well. Said I ain't got it figured out, but as far as I can tell, the only guarantee around here's heaven and taxes. So it's a good thing I ain't looking for no greener grasses. I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one oil pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh. One day at a time I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-light town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life. But with a life this good, I guess you only need one. Enjoy the ride in that old truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right. Man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. One day at a time I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-horse town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life. But with a life this good, I guess you only need one.
Just be patient, wait my turn.
We all got dreams to chase. It ain't a race. Ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. Less I need other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need.